All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We were at a high school kickoff event earlier this week and ran into Illini West head coach Lyle Klein. They'll play Mercer County in week two. So, Coach Klein, the people in Aledo and Mercer County want to hear a scouting report. If I remember correctly, you played a lot of young kids last year.
Yeah, we'll end up with eight guys back from last year's team. Six of the guys are were starters as sophomores, so they did double duty last year. They played in the sophomore games and then played in the Friday varsity games, and I feel like they really came along towards the end of the season. We had to win a couple at the end to get in the playoffs, and we got Mendon Unity, and really we played very, very well against them, and just came up short.
Well, I know when we saw you really early in the year last year, and that was probably one of Mercer County's better performances. So what do you recollect about that game? And apparently you were a much better team at the end of the year compared to what you were at the beginning of the year. And as you mentioned, you played a lot of young kids last year too.
Yeah, we had a lot of growing up to do. And the biggest thing I remember from that game was the physicality that Mercer County brought. And we had played Monmouth United the week before, and it just was night and day. You know, we didn't hang around in that Mercer County game very long, and we just realized that in order to go anywhere and do anything, we had to start playing more at their level and less at where we had been. So really from that point, practice started to amp up, and we didn't have a big senior class last year. We didn't have a big junior class, so we just started to invest in some of the younger guys and give them an opportunity. And slowly, as the season went on, we started bringing up a guy here and there towards the end of the season till we got to the point where half of our starters on both sides of the ball were sophomores. So, yeah, it was a long process, but our Mercer County, you know, just brings a great tradition, and they're so physical and they're so good at what they do. You know, we just have a ton of respect for them.
Well, and a little bit about the adjustment for you last year, too, because you go to last year was your first year in the Prairie Land after the West Central, which we see their constant struggle trying to keep that league afloat with Monmouth Roseville now and the Three Rivers Conference. How is that adjustment played out for you, think? Is it a pretty good fit?
I think it's a great fit. You know, the West Central really fell on some hard times, and I was there since 90 to see it kind of tumble and fall apart. We were playing across the state, and we were traveling all these places. We were playing teams way bigger and way better than us. We had no business playing. So it gave us, you know, some normalcy, if nothing else, because Prairie Land's still a tough conference. You know, Farmington's going to be very good next year. Elmwood Brimfield is really the leader in the league. You know, even Havana last year had one win, and that was against us down the stretch. So, you know, these are tough teams. So the Prairie Land gives us kind of a stability. We're joining in all sports this year. So all the way across the board, we're in the Prairie Land. So, we don't need our kids traveling so far on a Friday night.
So I see enrollment, I think, in the IHSA directory this year has you 345 or 346. And I think you told me you expect about 45 kids out when Monday rolls around. Now, I know as a football coach you say, well, that's not – we need more numbers, but really in today's environment with high school football, if you look at enrollment 345 and get 45 out, that's really, unfortunately, not a bad number in today's environment of high school football. What do you think of your numbers? Need more, apparently, but you understand, I guess, the situation you're in?
Yeah, it's a complex situation because we're a high school district. The middle schools and the elementaries are all separate, so I have to do a lot of traveling up to the other schools and get them interested and get them then to come down. So between the freshmen or their eighth grade and freshman years, people can lose track of them. So we really work hard at trying to bridge that gap and getting them in there. You know, I would love to, really, I think the magical number for us would be mid-50, but we're not going to get that. And we were in camp, and we were happy with the quality of the athlete we have. We just know that we're an injury away here and there from being in some pretty tough situations. So, you know, guys are going to get a lot of reps, and that's been our forte anyway. But, you know, yeah, it's a tough environment now. People are worried. For many reasons, and But I feel like the way we coach today is so much better than it was even 10 years ago with what we're careful about and how we treat the boys and health issues. So.
Well, and you're no stranger to the tradition of the program. You said, Ben, within the Carthage Blue Boy tradition, I think 1990 you started, and then the carryover with Illini West and all the Unruh years. So you've been a part of that. So you know what the tradition has been and what it can be again, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, we try to. It's hard to carry that on year to year, but, you know, a lot of the guys that you know, why it can be hard is that you can't live off of someone else's laurels. You've got to kind of do your own. But I feel like we have a group that really embraces football. Our young, like I said, our sophomores last year, juniors this year, when we played Mercer County, they'd have been just in their second sophomore game of the season. Really, they were still more freshmen than anything. So, yeah, they've done a nice job in the off season. They were involved in track. Our school won the state championship in track. And they were involved in baseball, and they've been in the weight room, so I'm expecting good things from them.
So you said at the beginning of the interview, but both sides of the ball, you have about basically six kids back somewhere around there?
Yeah, they're the same boys.
Okay. Well, when you have a roster of...
With one or two exceptions, they're the same boys. So, yeah, it's a nice situation, and they're good students of the game, too. They're always texting and tweeting and wanting to talk about this and that, so we feel like we have a great group of boys, and we enjoy being with them.
Yeah. Being a Mercer County homer here, I'm talking about week two, and I know you're worried about week one. Right. You're giving a scouting report. Who do you got right off the bat then in 2017?
We'll have Monmouth United.
All right, so you got the same start this year. All right, well, good to visit with Lyle Klein, and we'll look forward to when we were down at Fuzzy Burgess last year. We'll look forward to having you come back. You need to come back up to Pratt Memorial Field, so we see you in week two of the season.
I don't know how many times we've played there, but it's always great to be there.
Good to see Lyle Klein, the head coach of Illini West, joining us on WRMJ.